Good morning. I've got a couple of things I'd like to highlight. Tuesday, we have charge conference. PPR meets with the DS at 6 o'clock. And then you may have seen on the schedule that she was going to do a walk through the parsonage, but she's already been through our parsonage. She texted me and said she didn't need to do that. But she'll meet with PPR at 6 and then meet with all of us at 7 o'clock here. Should be pretty brief and painless. Everybody is invited to attend. Hear the reports, select our officers for next year, set budget and salaries, and then we'll be out of here. And of course, we have Crazy Christmas Club Committee meets tomorrow night at 6. Even if you've never been on that, if you want to come out and just share some ideas and talk, you are more than welcome. We meet right outside my office, or we'll meet in here. They're giving away Thanksgiving baskets tomorrow, so we'll play that by ear. And then, of course, Thanksgiving. Out in the narthex, on the shelf, on the countertop there, you'll see a nice fancy box with your Advent devotional booklets. Journey to Bethlehem 2018. Beautifully made, beautifully designed. Thank you, Deb. Terrific job. And make sure you pick one up. Spend time in prayer every day in Advent, because we are a praying people. It is a privilege. You'll notice that all of our signs and tables are out of the narthex. We've moved them back to the assembly room. Now our information room, call it what you will, outside my office, right down the hall here. Please take time to go down and see the things that are on the tables and on the charts, the stands. That's where you'll find everything. One of the things I'd like to point out, we have pamphlets back there for a fundraiser for our youth group, and it's called That's My Pan. And you can get these pans for your cakes and desserts and salads and meats, and they come with lids with your names on them. So no more losing your pans, you know. So you can buy those and support our youth group at the same time. Okay. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we give you thanks for today, for all the many, 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 many blessings that you've given to us. And Lord, we pray that as we gather together here, it would be a witness to the rest of the world that we are your children called by your name, meeting together because you said to. And so, God, we pray that what we do here today is pleasing to you and life-changing to us and through us. And so come, Holy Spirit, come and bless this service and open up our hearts to receive the word that you have for us. Come, Holy Spirit, receive our lives as living sacrifices and fill us all with love for one another and especially with love for you. And even though we say it all the time, we mean it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to each other.
Good morning, church. Before we begin our worship service, I'll now offer a few moments of informality. We'll take just a few minutes to tell you about the mission and ministry of the church. And first, just a few reminders. If you have, if you need any information about the church, any visitors out there, I'm looking to see if we have any visitors. If we do and you don't want to raise your hand and you'd like some information about the church, please don't hesitate to reach out to the pastor or any of our ushers who will get you some information. I would ask that you sign the registration pads. Those are in the red folders. They're at the end of the pew. Please sign that and send that back to the center aisle. Also, if you have a prayer request this morning, there are 3x5 index cards in the red folders. Please complete that, and the ushers will bring those forward to Pastor Bruce. Again, if you have a prayer request, please give your card to one of the ushers. Our Bible memory verse for November is located the front page, top center of your bulletin. Join me now and we will recite that twice through. Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We do have a number of announcements. Pastor Bruce have already indicated some. And first on the agenda is Diane Runser.
First of all, a thank you to people who've signed up for the lighting the Advent wreath. I have a copy of the poster up here to remind you if you, but otherwise you can look in our new communications center in the assembly room, and you'll see on one of the bulletin boards to remind you when you signed up for. And also, if you would like your reading ahead of time, I have them up here, so just come and see me and I can give it to you. There's still a sign up on the clipboard for the dinner on December 2nd. And there's also the Hanging of the Greens, which is next Sunday. We are in need for people at the 8:15 service to do refreshments during Advent, coffee hour, cookies, whatever. So if you are able to make a switch and do something at 8:15, or do something at 8:15 and then come to the 10:45 service, that works out too. So that sheet is on there. And next week is the last week you can sign up for cookies. We had a couple more added today. I think we're up to 124 dozen cookies. That's a lot of cookies. And as a reminder for that, the day you pick up the cookies, December 9th, is Irwin Mail Course. So I'd like you to come for the concert and bring some of those cookies. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Just a few more additional announcements. Especially some items that are due or important for today. The Rata Cutlery, if you are interested and have an order for Rata Cutlery, that is due today, and the checks can be made payable to First United Methodist Church. If you do have any questions, please see Laurie. Also, today, are we having soup to go? Okay, I didn't see it out there and I didn't smell anything yet. Today, the Outreach Committee is providing soup to go after worship. So you can take home vegetable beef soup or chicken and corn chowder for your lunch at home. Also, the Outreach Committee, they're very, very busy this season, and Pastor Bruce mentioned that they will distribute Thanksgiving baskets. We are able to serve 25 families. So thank you to all who supported the Thanksgiving baskets. And if you still do have your food item in your car, if you could sneak out now and get that, because they're back in the assembly room putting together those Thanksgiving baskets. And also a reminder, another outreach that the committee does is Operation Reindeer. And those Christmas items for the residents of Torrance State Hospital, they are due next Sunday. So there's lots of activities, things that are due today. So please check your bulletin very carefully for the important events that are going in the life of the church. And I would now ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to our worship. Thank you. Thank you, Diane, for that beautiful prelude. I would now ask that you stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. Praise the Lord. Blessed by the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. The Lord is high above all nations, God's glory above the heavens. God raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with princes, with the princes of God's people. Please remain standing for hymn of praise number 131 in your red hymnal.
Thank you. Who loves us?
Jesus
loves us bunches and bunches, and for that we should say, thank you, God. Oh, my. How good it is to be loved by Jesus. So, what holiday are we celebrating this week?
Thanksgiving.
And what do we do? I mean, why do we celebrate Thanksgiving? What's the big thing? Being thankful, absolutely. That's what it's all about. Being thankful. It's a special time that we take a moment to stop our busyness, gather together with family and friends, and we thank each other, and we thank God for all our blessings in that. And we celebrate and have some good food to eat. What do you like best about Thanksgiving? What's your favorite part? What is that?
Mac and cheese.
Okay. Anybody watch the parade? Do you watch the parade on TV? Yeah, I try to watch a little bit of parade too on TV. How about what's your favorite food to eat at Thanksgiving?
Mac and cheese.
We're back to mac and cheese.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie with whipped cream? Okay. I hear turkey back here. Turkey. You like stuffing?
Apple pie.
Anybody? Mashed potatoes. Give me five.
Yes, mashed potatoes. Good stuff. I like the rolls with butter and jelly on them. Oh, it's good stuff. So it's a lot of fun. So tell me one thing you are thankful for. What are you thankful for?
God.
Army? Mac and cheese. You really stuck with it. What are you thankful for?
My family.
Jesus and God. What is it? God? Okay, God. I want you to go and ask one person what they're thankful for, and then come back and tell me. Come on back and tell me. As soon as somebody tells you, come back and tell me what they're thankful for, so we can let everybody know. What did they say? For family.
Family.
I'm not quite sure what she said. God's love.
Family.
For you? They're thankful for you?
For his wife.
Okay. Okay, go back out and ask somebody different this time. That's good. It's good. It's good.
Me.
You. Okay. You and your mac and cheese. What are they thankful for?
Jesus.
Roast beef.
The family.
Family. For you.
My brother said dada.
Dada. Okay. Dada. Okay. Well, go back out and ask one more person. Somebody different. What are you thankful for, Diane?
Music, of course.
Music. Diane's thankful for music. Tracy?
My family.
Your family? Missy? Family?
Friends and family.
Dave?
Family?
Sunday school kids?
Church family?
Friends?
Youth group?
Jesus. What?
Jesus?
Grandchildren? Okay. I'm thankful for all of you. Thankful for my pets, too. Let's huddle up and pray here. Okay, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all our blessings. And help us to share our blessings with others. No matter what it takes, God, help us to be kind and loving and share those blessings so that other people will come to know Jesus, too. Bless our time together with our families. Bless our celebrations and keep us safe. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
amen.
Amen. Here's a
volunteer fire company, and they are very beneficial to our church and our church family throughout the year. So, again, all monies go to the Irwin Volunteer Fire Company. Thank you.
Bright and beautiful, all things great and small, all things wise and wonderful, our Father made them all. Angels in the winter, pleasant summer sun, bright fruits in the garden, he made them every one.
Thank you, Sunshiners. Let's hear it again for Hannah and Sophie, Michael, Charles, and Olivia. Our word of God this morning is from the New Testament, from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. Hear these words about a call to persevere. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way which he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more, as you see the day drawing near. This ends the reading of the Holy Word. I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless and multiply these offerings and use them as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord, and please be seated. Joys. Anybody have a joy they'd like to share? Music. What was that?
Adoption.
Okay, nephew's adopting, he's a missionary in Africa, and they're adopting a little girl and bringing her back. How exciting. Yeah, if you like that kind of thing. Sunshine and blue skies. I love Thursday night. Rain, freezing rain, snow. What a night. I'll tell you, it was miserable and wonderful and Norman Rockwell-ish as a light-up night here in Irwin, and the parade, and we were in the parade. My truck was in the parade. The youth group was carrying a banner out in front of me and a couple placards, and Ron dressed up as Santa Claus. Him and some of the youth group were serving hot chocolate and coffee, over 200 cups. I'll tell you, we really, for our first year in the parade, we made a splash, and it was so exciting. Just, it was a beautiful night. And Rory Grice took a lot of pictures, and you can see them on Facebook. It was very festive. Anybody else have a joy? A joy of that. Now, that's faith. That's what we are. Hebrews 11:1. That's faith. Fritz is believing in all the good food. He's thankful for it that we're going to have this coming week.
Indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing, as always. Thank you. Which we'll really need after we're done with, you know, the. How many of you are gathering together with family or friends for Thanksgiving? Okay. How many of you are thankful for the roof over your head, the clothes that you wear, the food that you eat, cars that you drive, the land in which you live, your health such that it is? Yep. And for all these things, we say, praise the Lord. Pens, pencils, jot down on your bulletin or some other place. This is my homework, your homework. We want to pray for FUMC, our church. Pray that God's Spirit would do a mighty work here. Pray for our country and our country's leaders. Remember last week's sermon? Don't pray against our country's leaders at all levels of the government. Pray for them. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. We are Christians. We overcome evil with good. So be a reflection of Christ in all your conversation. Pray for all those who are traveling, a lot of folks traveling. We want to pray for those who are addicted, family and friends of those addicts. We also want to pray for those who are poor. A lot of poor people in our society, working poor. Pray for those who are lonely. Matter of fact, do more than pray for those who are lonely. Keep them company. Pray for those who are battling depression and anxiety this time of the year through Christmas and New Year's. It gets even worse. Pray for Matt and family, for David, Virginia, victims of the fires out west, victims of the foul weather all over. Keeping that in mind, pray for our first responders. Men and women in the military and their families. Pray for those who are lost, who don't have Jesus. And ask you to pray for Bonnie, for those who have broken homes, broken families, busted relationships, strained relationships. Pray for them. It's a good time of year for healing of relationships. Pray for Belinda and Richard. Belinda and Richard.
Pray for Bob. Who else? Stephen and Dawn Mannion, yes. Pastor Stephen and Dawn in particular. Dawn continues to have health problems. Who else do we want to pray for?
Diane.
Pray for Cheryl. Dot. Pray for Bernetta. Pray for Betty. Unspoken, raise your hand. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you once again. We can't thank you enough. Blessed be your holy name. And God, we also believe, help our unbelief. You're greater than any problem that anybody has. It's not magic words, but words of faith, the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. It's a gift from you. And so by faith, God, we pray that you would do a mighty work for FUMC, for USA, for all those who are traveling, for those who are battling addiction. Bless the poor, the lonely, those suffering from depression and anxiety in particular, for Matt and family, for David and Virginia, for the victims of the fires, not just those who have been injured, Lord, but those who have lost property, work. We pray for our first responders, men and women in the military and their families, who, especially those who will be away from home for the holidays. We pray for those who are lost, who don't know Jesus. We pray for Bonnie, for Danny, for our law enforcement. Broken homes, broken families. We pray for a healing for them. We lift up to you Belinda and Richard, Bob and Stephen and Dawn, Diane and Cheryl, Dot, Bernetta and Betty, and the unspoken request. We lift it all up to you, God, by faith. Here it is. We lay it at the foot of the cross. We believe, God, that you will meet all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We believe that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. We believe it because it's written. Your Holy Spirit inspired it. You said it, and that settles it. That's it. We believe, God, help our unbelief. And we will be careful to give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel according to Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. Not 19 through 25, but 1 through 8. Mark 13. Let us hear this word of the Lord. As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings. Do you see all these great buildings, replied Jesus? Not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled? Jesus said to them, Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, Do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Well, with Thanksgiving just around the corner, we have a lot to be thankful about. It's many people's traditions, including mine and Bonnie's, our family, you know, to go around the table. And, well, actually, we get up from the table. It's about 20-some of us, my sister-in-law's farmhouse, big kitchen, buffet-style dinner. Got several tables set up. First, we gather out into the other part of the kitchen in a big circle and join hands, and we go around and give thanks for something. We go around a circle a couple times. We've got a lot to be thankful for. Today's on the calendar is Bible Sunday. Certainly, we can be thankful for the Bible and all that it means for us. My goodness. It has brought structure, organization, direction to our lives. It has helped us talk about salvation and lead people to Christ. So today we want to say thank you, Lord, for the Bible. It's much more than just instructions, though, isn't it? There was a fella who was in a rush to get somewhere on a dark and stormy night. He jumped in his car and he took off driving across country, speeding down the road, lightning flashing, thunder rolling, rain coming down. He came around a bend, and there in his headlights on the side of the road were two men standing there holding up a huge sign that said, "The end is near." And the man skidded to a halt. He put down his window and he yelled out his window, "You're a couple of nuts!" Put his window up and he took off down the road. A moment later, there was a loud crash. And the men looked at each other. And the one man said, "Maybe we should change our sign to say, 'The bridge is out.'" The bridge is out. The bridge is out. Here's our warning sign. This is our warning sign. Some people will pay attention to it and some people won't. Some people will ignore it. Here we have in Mark 13, the disciples were impressed with the building, the temple. Magnificent structure. Just as I was impressed with Irwin First United Methodist Church, I tell you, when I was appointed here, I'd always had nice churches, very pretty churches, not overly large ones. My last church, big red brick building, then across the street was a fellowship hall, and then across the street from that was the office. So it was pretty impressive. Nothing like this. Wow. I tell you, everybody that sees this, you know, just beautiful church. Hear it all the time. You know, and I kind of say, yeah, I know. It took me a while to build it, but, you know, but it is gorgeous. I still, to this day, you know, even after a couple of years, going on 3 years, when I round the bend and come down the street and I look at the beauty of the outside, the architecture, it is a gorgeous church. Like Jesus was saying, though, it means nothing. It means nothing. Jesus said that not one stone would be left on another, because that was the prophecy. And in 70 AD, in order to put down a rebellion, the Roman soldiers came in and tore down the temple. Oh, it got rebuilt eventually, but it was torn down, fulfilling that prophecy. But man-made structures mean nothing in this world because they're not going to last. Jesus said that the world is going to come to an end. Kind of sounds like Chicken Little sermon again.
But here in Mark chapter 13, Jesus says, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and deceive many." Has that happened yet? Has anybody come around claiming to be the Christ and led people astray? Oh, yeah. Big time. You know, an old situation, Jimmy Jones, Guyana tragedy. Over 800 people. You know, he come in and convinced them that he knew the way, he was their salvation, and all they had to do was drink poison and die. A lot of other people, a lot of evangelists have gone across our country and into other countries and deceived many people. There have been people who have been wonderful pastors, so everybody thought, and then it finds out that they were molesting children. A lot of people have been deceived. It's going on today all around us. So that's happening. And then Jesus goes on to say that when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, don't be alarmed. Has anybody heard of any wars? Yep. Has anybody heard of rumors of any wars? Yep. Mideast, Korea. Boy, I tell you, the world's a mess. And Operation Desert Storm, I think, or Iraqi Freedom, I'm not sure which one was the Desert Storm was first. Anyways, it was right in our living room. It was right there on TV. We got to watch the tracers going through the skies and smoke rising from explosions. Tanks hurtling across the landscape. It was brought to us firsthand. Wars and rumors of wars. That's going on all around us. But he says that don't be alarmed. Such things must happen. But the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation. It doesn't have to be war. It could be over trade issues and political things. Kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. Have we had any earthquakes yet? Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of earthquakes. There'll be earthquakes in various places and famines. Now, in our technologically advanced world today, with modern science, the way we can create food, do we still have famines? Yep. Yep, if you're paying attention to the news, there are famines all over the world. People starving to death. That's why we're always collecting food. That's why we have a food bank, too. But there are places that don't have those. People, children, dying, starvation. And Jesus said that these things are just birth pangs, the beginning of birth pains. Tracy earlier read from Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. 19 through 25. And the beginning of that, beginning with 19, talks about Jesus sitting at the right hand of God the Father. That Jesus is our intercessor, our high priest. Jesus is our salvation. We know that. We've learned that. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except through him. There is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. John 3:16, which we all love so much. We know that. So the beginning of Hebrews chapter 10 is about that. And then it says in verse 24 and 25, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds." Do you know what it means to spur? When you think of spur, you think of what? Horse. Yes. Booting a horse in the sides to give it motivation and encourage it to go faster and do what you want. The Word of God is saying, let us consider how we may spur on one another toward love and good deeds. So we are to motivate each other to do the loving thing. We do that by saying, hey, don't talk that way about that government official. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Pray for them. Be a Christian. Overcome evil with good. Okay, remember that. We encourage each other to do that. Don't be gossiping. Don't talk about that person behind their back. Pray for them. Good deeds. Come on, let's get involved. We need help. Let's join that committee. Let's fill out that clipboard that's going around. Let's spur each other on. And why do we do it? Because it's what the Word of God says to. What else does it say? Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. I'm speaking to the choir, right? You're here. But we need to encourage those who aren't here to get here. Because the Bible says not to give up the habit of meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. It said that over 2,000 years ago. They started the church after Jesus was resurrected. And it says that they went out and they preached Jesus Christ to everybody. And they taught lessons. And thousands were added to their number every day. Thousands. There was a church explosion. And people sold what they had and they brought it to the disciples to be used for ministry and in the running of the church. But a lot of people said, this isn't for me. Don't want this. Not going to go. Too busy doing something else. They had excuses and they didn't gather together. Even in Jesus' day, they got out of the habit. And so it says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. And all the more as you see the day approaching. If you read this, that word day is not little d. It's not talking about daylight. It's big D. It is talking about an event. And the event that it's talking about is the day of the Lord, Judgment Day. Because the angel said to the disciples, why do you men of Galilee stand around here looking up? Jesus will come back the same way he left. And one day Jesus will come back. And it'll all be over. This world will come to an end as we know it. There won't be one stone left on another. The warning has been given. There's more, it says in Mark and Daniel, Matthew, and other places, Book of Revelation, about the signs of the end times. Mark goes on to say that the gospel needs to be spread to the ends of the world. And it says, after that happens, then the end will come, Jesus said. That excites me. That's why I'm such a fan of Gideon's. That's why I'm such a fan of any ministry that is spreading the gospel. And they're doing it in wildernesses, in far-off lands where there are native tribes. And I don't know how much longer it'll be. Nobody knows. Jesus said, I don't even know. Only the Father in heaven knows when the end time will come. But we know this. We've been warned. Jesus said, you'll know the season. We're in the season, aren't we? The things in the Bible are all coming true. That's because it's the Word of God. The sign has been held up. And it's not saying the end is near. It's saying the bridge is out. We can only go so much further before it's all over. So we've got to spur one another on to choose the love of God in all that we do and to do good works, to meet together. Our tickets are already punched on the right train. So when that day comes, we know where we're going. There's a lot of folks out there that don't. So be thankful for your salvation and show your thanks to God by sharing the gospel message with somebody else. God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing with thanksgiving. Number 89, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. have fun with your Thanksgiving celebrations. And when you go around and you're saying what you're thankful for, make a category. Make categories. It's a lot of fun to do it that way. What are you thankful for in your house? What are you thankful for in relationships? What are you thankful for that has to do with numbers? What are you thankful for that's really obscure? Like shoelaces and Q-tips. Yeah. But have fun. Be careful. You know the best part about Thanksgiving to me? Leftovers. Oh, yes. So I'm thankful for all of you. Dear Heavenly Father, truly bless us with a spirit of thanksgiving and help us to show our thankfulness to you by sharing what we have with others. We ask it in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen. Amen.